You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Chulin is Daf Tzadichet. The last thing we learned was the issue of mixed eggs. We came out yesterday that eggs themselves, if they don't have an embryo growing in them, really are not considered to be something that is nesein ta'am. But where you get into the question of having an efroach in the beitza, then you've got a problem, because an efroach, doesn't matter if it's from a kosher bird or non-kosher bird, is always called an avela. It's not roi efroach. Torah was ever matered yet. And because of that, you would have a problem. Now, we assume that the shear of the beitza would also be b'shishim. That's what we said yesterday. Beitza b'shishim and beitza min aminyan. Okay, so today we got up to about one line above the middle. Ahu kazeita the tar. There was a kazayit of chelev that had fallen into a dikula de bisra, had fallen into a pot of meat. And there, Sover of Ashla Mishnah Shuri b'may de bala dikula. Now, you remember that yesterday we spoke about whether we can include the thickness of the walls of the pot in the bittel, or whether we can include an estimation of how much had been absorbed by the pot. Rashi learns that this sugya is gufa coming to discuss that issue and is ending up telling us to pay no attention to the previous Gemara, and that Lamaisa makes no sense to discuss Maidabala Dikula. Lamaisa, remember that according to Taisvis, the whole question over there was where the pot had absorbed the Chatkila Yisra, and therefore it's not what we're talking about over here. So here, a piece of chela falls into a large pot. So Rav Asi said, okay, look, there's not shishim right now in the meat and in the sauce, but if you take into consideration that the pot has absorbed some of this, in other words, since the time that it fell in, the pot has absorbed some of the liquid, so we should include that and say, okay, it was almost enough with that. That pushes it over into 60. I'm the Rabban, the Ravashi. The Rabban said to Ravashi, that's crazy. Because Lamaisa, as it cooks, everything becomes prorated. Now, there's a constant exchange of materials. So now you're going to have the same percentage of Isser Teheter in what is absorbed by the pot as is in the liquid in the pot. Again, you can't isolate a particular moment where only the Heter is in the side. So, Oto Detera Bala, the Isura Lo Bala. And therefore, since it absorbs both Isser and Heter, we have to assume that it maintains the same prorated proportions. And because of that, Rashi said yesterday, if you take a look at our sugya, which we have today, it's telling us to ignore the thought that we could include the pot in the cheshbon. It was b'mayda balakadera yesterday. Ahu pauga de zeta de tarba. So here was a chatzi shira, chatzi zayas of chelev, that fell into a pot of basar. Then off a particular bisra. Sovar Marba Ravashi, and Lishi, or a betlatin palga de zeta. And Marba Ravashi figured, you know, look, it's only a chatzi shir. So it's not a chomer iser. So we could be makel, instead of having 60 to 1, let's have a chatzi shir, 30 to 1. So you have 30 halves, so can I get one half as high? Omar Le'avu, his father, heard about it and started shouting at him, Lav amina l'chalot ezalza b'shiuri. I've told you so many times, even in a drabonin, even in something which is only dos drabonin, not to mention the fact that you're jumping to conclusions in assuming that the chatzi shir, the chatzi zayat that you have over here, is only osur drabonin, because Omar Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi shir is actually osur min haTorah. Omer Levi Bar Parta, Omer Nachman, Omer Rabbi Biri, Mishum Zaken Echad, whose name is Rabbi Yaakov. Devei Nesia Amru, they say in the Hasan and Nasi, an egg is osur b'shishim, and b'shishim v'achat, it's mutter. Now, this is quite ambiguous. I mean, yesterday we said, beitza, you would need shishim. Beitza b'shishim, v'ein beitza min haminyan. Which seems to mean that you need 60 times the size of the beitza. And we were talking about a beitza that had a nefroch, and it was a nisr of nevela. Here it says, b'shishim it's osir, b'shishim achat it's mutter. Now my natural tendency upon seeing that is to assume that what it means, that if the total mixture was 61, meaning that there was one beitza that was osir, 60 that were mutter, then it's okay. That's how I would have understood it. Omer of Yizrael, Shama Bar Arba, now look how you're messing things up. That's what you say? You're making it clear by specifically not announcing the ambiguity here. You are making people assume that you can be moderate with 60 to 1. And the fact is, I could tell you that by no means is that an accepted fact. I know that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Tarvayel Mishmei, the Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, were in doubt about whether it means you need 61 against 1, or whether you need 60 to 1, and whether the 61 over here included the heter or not. Because they were both quoting Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, who said, Beitza, b'shishim asura, b'shishim ve'achat mutaret. They asked, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, raised the question of what does that mean? When you say 61, do you mean 61, 60 kosher and one not kosher? So that includes the not kosher, b'hadidita. Or do you mean 61 to 1, which is a total of 62? And they didn't know. V'lo pashut. They were not sure about this. And you, by not disclosing that you're not sure, basically lead people to the conclusion that it's pashut to you that it's a total of 61. Umar pashut le'mifshat. Itmar, in fact, we do have a clear psak on this, which says that you need 62, meaning 61 to 1. Omer Abchaba, Omer Abhuna, Beitza, B'shishim Vehi. If you have 60 plus the one that's Osir, it's Osir. It's only if you have 61 against 1, it's Mutarat. And that is indeed the way we pask it. Now that is weird. Where would we get such an idea? So the Shach says a very simple thing. The reason that we do this is simply because of the variations in the size of eggs. So you can't, people are naturally going to assume an egg is an egg. So you got 60 eggs to 1. But maybe the one that you're trying to move out is a giant egg, you know, and the average size of the 60 eggs that they have against it is slightly smaller. So you don't really have 60 to 1. So in order to avoid that problem, being as they are units, so we made a standard of 61 to 1. That's a simple logistical explanation. The Rambam writes that eggs are different because they are similar to a birya. A birya, which is a single organism, is not batal in general. This is not really a birya, because when we talk about a birya, it has to be something that the Torah ushered as that thing. So the Torah says, don't eat an ant. It doesn't matter how big the ant is. That ant is a birya. Okay, but that is the chefetz of Isser. So an ant's not going to be bottled now. But over here, the Torah never said, don't eat an egg. So Lamaisa, the egg will be bottled. The only thing is that since it has that additional chashivas of people's minds, of being a unit, in order to address that problem of unit, that people should remain aware of how a unit needs to be looked at differently, we made a specific shiur for the egg. So that means that so far we have really three different types of ways of being Meshire amounts. besides the question of Te'ima. And that is, we have the specific situation of a Gira Nashe, which is Basar Balefet. We have, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Bat Salva Kaplot for all other Isurim. We have the way we Paskin, which is Shishim for all things, which is the equivalent of Basar Balefet. And we have Shishim Liachat for Beitzim. Okay. Good to remember so far. Yeah, we're gonna get to, basically we mentioned briefly yesterday where the Rambam brings this sugya about the Zroa B'Shel of the Isle being in the car. We're gonna be getting to that soon. Now, who the other Kami? The Rabbi Gamliel Bar Rebbe. So there was a guy that brought, now there's two ways of understanding this. We could see this as being an extension of the Chatzi Shir Gemara. And he wanted to be Meikil because it was only a Chatzi Shir. So he came to Rabbi Gamliel Bar Rebbe and asked him whether he could rely on less than Shishir. Omalei, so he said to him, so there's, again, two ways of learning this. We could learn it B'Lashon Teima. Well, didn't my father rely on 47 to 1 where you're talking about a Chatzi Shir? I'll rely on what you have over here, which is 45. Or we could be learning it the other way, in which case we wouldn't have to be talking about a Chatzi Shir. Look, man, I don't know what you're bothering me about. Somebody once came with 47 to 1, and Abba wouldn't be Mako. I'm going to be Mako on 45 to 1, which is what you have over here. There was another such mice, there was somebody came to Shimon Bar Rebbe. Omar Lay, Abba lo shir bar bain lechamech, Rani asher bar imeim v'shalosh. Again, the same two possible terms Rashi brings. There was a guy who came with a shayla to Reb Chiya. And Reb Chiya said, Klum yesh shloshim, we have 30 over here? I don't have 30 to 1. That's the Gemara, 30 to 1. Time of the Lekka Shloshim, in other words, if there would have been 30 to 1, it would have been okay. So then Mishari, Reb Chanina, no. He was just saying, you don't even have 30 to 1. What are we asking over here? Bring me a serious Shaila. Kuzma, I'm just saying there's nothing here. Reb Yibarav, Reb Yishum and Levi, Yishum Bar Kapara. Ko Yisrin Shabbatara B'Shishi. As we saw before, we make this a standard. Again, according to Rashi, as I mentioned to you earlier, Rashi's unique shita is that shishim is over and above something not having a taste. In other words, the fact that we identified it as not having a taste doesn't help. You would still need to have shishim. So you can rely on shishim where you don't have any other indications of whether there's a taste because we don't find a taste in anything that is more than shishim to one. Everybody else learns not like that. If you can establish there's no taste, that's fine. Shishim is only there for you to be allowed to assume that there's no taste where you don't have anybody that can establish that for you. By the way, I did not mention yesterday another fascinating issue, which again I forgot. That's three things I forgot to discuss this. The other fascinating issue is the din of the Kapila Arma. I mentioned to the Tshuva of Ramesha that this means you'd be allowed to rely on a factory report of how it is that they made it. And he actually was semich on it to be matur grape juice in the U.S. after an inquiry into the factory. There's another issue. And the other issue is chemical analysis. Can you rely on a chemist? And he paskin, you can rely on a chemist without it having to be Mesiach Lefituma. Because over there, see, if a guy is a chef and he's caught at, well, I don't know, well, we still taste the taste of Israel. Why did you say it was no Israel? He could say, I didn't detect it. What can I do? But a chemist can't say that. So over there, he's going to lose his entire job, basically. I mean, this is his business. He's supposed to be able to do a proper analysis, and he can't. So over there, you don't even need the Mesiach Lefitumai, and you can rely on him completely to determine whether such and such an ingredient is present or not, whether it's present in it. Exactly. Yeah. So, okay, that goes beyond the issues of Stam Te'ima that we had over here. Okay, sorry. Sorry for the interruption. So in any event, this was the psak. We saw Libet Rava, which is how we paskin. You can rely on Shishim, and we don't paskin like Rashi, that Shishim is a chumra above Te'ima. You can rely on Shishim as the equivalent of the assumption of Te'ima. There's nothing there. Again, we mentioned yesterday, there's a machlokas between the Peskim of the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim as to whether you rely on Te'ima even today. The Ashkenazim do not rely on Te'ima today. Some of the Sephardim, including Rav Avadi Yosef, does rely on Te'ima today. So, getting back to the Shishim, Amar Lefanav, Reb Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Reb Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak was saying, Rebbe, Atal American, you say 60 to 1 is enough? Hoch yom Rav Asi, yom Rav Yeshua ben Levi, mishum bar kapara, kol yisurin sheba Torah is 100 to 1 you need, if you don't have Tima. B'mea. Now, Lamaisa, both of these shitas, we mentioned Shishim in the Rambam yesterday. In fact, it's really a machlokas. Both of these shitas, whether we rely on 100 to 1 or on 60 to 1, are based on the fact that the Torah said that when you have an El Nazir, so the Zeroa that is cooked, together with the rest of that animal, is given to the Kohen and is usher for Yisrael to eat, but the rest of the animal is eaten by the owner, who is the Yisrael, like any shlamim. Dichtiv. V'lakach ha-kohen et ha-zro'a b'shela. Here it says, Kohen should take the zro'a b'shela min ha-ayel, and that he gives to the Kohen. Now, that is taken by the Kohen. The Braita said that word, ha-zro'a b'shela, means, by definition, shlema. It has to be whole. Rashi says, I don't know how b'shela means whole. What does b'shela mean kodol? Yeah. So Tosfos says that the point over here is that b'shela is understood as bashel la, as if there was a mapik. Hey. So you cook it as it is. That's the point. So we're darshing it as it is means that it's whole. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai on there. Ein b'shela. The word b'shela means cooked as it is with being part of the ayel, ima ayel. We're going to see what they're arguing about in a moment. Now, the kuli alma, everybody agrees that certainly the zroa was cooked in the same pot as the rest of the ayel. Pade alma v'ashela. The only machlokas is whether you first cut off the zroa and cook it in the pot with the ayel, or you first cook it and then cut it off. That's the only difference between them. So mar sovar mechatech lavahadar mevashela, or mar sovar mevashel lavahadar mechatechla. So then the meaning is cook it together with the ayel, or cook it as its whole with the ayel. But that really does not impact our limud at all, because both of them agree that it's in the same pot. It may actually be still connected, but certainly it's going to give a taste to the ayel. Or it could be that there is a machloket, v'yiboit ema. Maybe everybody agrees that you have to cut it first, and then you're mevashalit. Miu mar savar ba'adi ayel mevashala. So one man yama holds together ema ayel, and mar savar, you could cook it even in another pot. So according to the Lishna Kama, our limud is going to be both our limud Tanakama, and I'll leave it to Reb Shimon bar Yochai, the Divrei HaKol. According to the Lishna Basra, it's only a Raya, I'll leave it to Reb Shimon bar Yochai, who says it has to be in the same pot. Okay? Fine. So whatever the case is, we have a Zroa, which has a din of Truma, basically. It's given to a Kohen. And we have the rest of the meat, which is given to a Yisroel. And they're being cooked together. Now, that's crazy. So, I mean, as far as the Kohen is, as far as the Yisroel is concerned, you're cooking Isser in his pot. And the Torah is saying, it's okay, he can eat it. Now, the question is, what is the proportion? So here we find a machloka that we just had before, that Kol Yisurin Shebatorah, as Bar Kapara said, is b'me'ah, whereas the way Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi quoted Bar Kapara is Kol Yisurin Shebatorah b'shishim. So it turns out that Bar Kappara was the source of this limud from the Zerua B'Sheila. So what then is the machlokas over here in the implications of Bar Kappara's drasha? The Shaila is whether we should analyze the meat content of the Zerua versus the meat content of the animal, which is, there's not much flesh on that Zerua. Obviously, it's very large bones in the Zerua.
It's a front.
Yeah. So it's shoulder. The shoulder is not much meat. So that would be 100 to 1. Or you, whether you take the entire thing, since there's marrow in the bones, so these bones are included in the whole iser, and then you got a big hunk, would only be 60 to 1. That was the machlokas. How do you look at the iser of the Zerua? So Mar Savar Bahad, sorry, Mar Savar, Mandi Omar Spishishib Savar, Bosar Va'atzamot, Bari Bosar Va'atzamot, Misharina. You take a look at the displacement of the Zerua as a whole thing, together with its atzamot. And that is 1/60th of the whole thing, of the whole animal. So it's 60 to 1. I should say 1/61st. If you understand Bar Kappara's lima to be Machai of 100 to 1, that's because you only look at the basar, Bahadi basar. And since you're only looking at the basar, Habile Me'a, because relatively speaking, there's not that much meat on that shoulder. Wait a minute. You can't use that as the source of the din of Shishim, because Mi'alfina Mina. Vatanya, doesn't the Braita that goes on discussing the implications of the din of the Zerua B'Sheila say a rather strange thing? Quote, Zehu Heter Haba Miklal Isur. And this is a unique situation of Heter that is coming out of something that was Aser. So what do you mean, this is? As opposed to what? As opposed to what other cases? That is not. Lemu'ute Mai. Lav Lemu'ute Kol Isurin Sheba Torah. Isn't that coming to tell me this is a unique case where you actually are able to utilize bittul, but normally you're not able to rely on the shishim or the mea, as the case may be. Omar Abaye, no. That's not what it's coming to tell me. It's lo nitzrucha ela l'Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming to teach me that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that min bemino is not bittul at all, it's coming to tell me, well, obviously the Zerua is exactly the same mean as the rest of the meat. So it's saying, according to him, the Torah over here is giving us a unique halakha that min bimina is batal, and you can't learn out from it. But it has nothing to do with the shear of the shishi. So therefore, it's teaching me that min bimina, in this case, kavashma, that this particular case is batal. What do you mean, this particular case? I don't understand. I mean, if the Torah gives you an example, so what makes you say it's a unique case? Why not say it's an example? So, ligmamine, let Rabbi Yehuda learn from you that he made a mistake. And that min bimina is batal. I mean, the logic is that if two things taste exactly alike, how could the taste of one be batal in the other? Each one simply gives more power to the other. It doesn't disappear in the other. Fine, okay, that's the question. How do we look at it? So the Ligmar Bina, let us use this as the source text for the din that Din Bimino is Bata. Goli Rachmana, no, because the Torah tells us not to do so. Since we're told on Yom HaKippurim, V'lakach midam hapar umidam hasair, that what we're supposed to do is mix the blood of the par of Yom Kippur together with the blood of the seir on Yom Kippur, and sprinkle them both together on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So that means Tarvayo Bahari Adarinin. And how could they not be batal? You certainly have far more blood that comes from a par. It's a gigantic animal than it comes from a seir. So why aren't they batal? It must be because they're both done. So you see that Min Bimino is not batal. says, okay, so now you have a contradiction. You have the Zroa that tells you that it is batal, and you have the case of the Dam tells you it's not batal. One of these cases, obviously, it has to be a unique Yotze min HaKlal. How do you know which one is the model and which one is the Yotze min HaKlal? So my chazita de gamarei mihech ligmar mihech. Why can't I learn it out of this one, the standard, and say b'min b'mino is batal, except for the unique case of blood of kachim, which isn't batal? I'll tell you why, says Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you why. No matter how you understand it, the case of the Zroa b'shela is insane. Why? What have you ever heard of doing something that is mixing Isser with Heter and then using your Bittel to use it? Bittel is always an ex post facto thing. If something was mixed, here's what you can rely on to eat it. Not go ahead, make a mess of things, you know, use your Busser dishes with your milk or vice versa, and then we'll see if there's shishu. Right? That's not the way the Torah says to go about things usually. So since this, no matter what you say, is a violation of norms, so it's a chiddush. A chiddush never serves as a model. And therefore, the thing that is more likely to serve as a model is the case of the Dam, where we say, Mibimino is not batal. Then we come back to the Zroa B'Shela, we say to ourselves, man, this is a weird case. And we say, indeed, in this weird case, 60 would help. Wait a minute. So then you can't learn out the din that we want to learn out. I don't understand. You're telling me it's a weird case. And yet you yourself just learned out that it's the basis of shishin or mea, but it's certainly the basis of bittul when it comes to something that got mixed up, which is min b'sheino mino. I don't understand. If you're telling me that it's obvious that this cannot serve as a model, how can it serve as a model for shishim or for mea? If it doesn't serve for a model, Reb Yehuda, for Mim Mimino, it shouldn't serve as a model for us. Iyaki asks the Gemara, how do we use it as a model? For Mea v'shishim, nami lo ligma, we shouldn't be mater Mea or Shishim? No. You misunderstand the whole thing. Look, let me ask you something. If we didn't have this model, okay, what would we have done? We would have said, look, the Torah goes according to the Rov, correct? So if you have more heter than iser, it should be kosher. Now, you want to create this din? No, I'm not going to rely on more. Okay. So you want it to be much more than more. How much more than more? So I say, well, look, I got a crazy case where the Torah was being matir, doing something wrong up front, cooking the zroa with the meat. And over there, it was being makel in a crazy way, but it still only wanted to be makel at shishim. So I'm going to be machmer not to be makel more than shishim. I'm not learning out from here to be makel. I'm learning out here to be machmer. Because on my own, I would have said, you know, it's enough if there's a little bit more heter than iser. Now, gentlemen, this obviously revolves around the question of whether taste is considered to be a separate issue than the general issue of rov, correct? In other words, what we're assuming over here is that the taste is not really the problem. It's the presence that's the problem. So whatever molecules are giving the taste, that's the problem. So then that means, let's say, some of this trace of fat has been mixed in here. Do you have more meat than fat? More kosher meat than fat, so then it should be kosher. Ah, you're telling me, but I taste the fat. So, since when is taste an issue? There is, however, a shita that holds ta'am ki ikar. And that may be even midiraisa, which we're going to be getting into. The taste of a thing is the equivalent of the presence of the thing. And therefore, you cannot be mavatal when it's there, as long as I taste it. This sugya is obviously now assuming that we do not say that Tom Dieker, we ourselves would have said, look at which is in the majority, the meat or the trade for fat. If the meat's in the majority, we ourselves would have been maker. Now we want to come to be machmer to give a din that the taste should be usher. Okay, so we'll be machmer. But how much should we be machmer? We'll be machmer the way the Torah was machmer where it was coming to be maker. That's the point. And that was the Zra B'Shela. The Zra B'Shela was machmer only up to the point of Shishim or Mea. That's how we'll be. We'll learn how much to be machmer. So that obviously you can use a chiddush for. And it's a kal v'chomer. If even where the Torah was making a chiddush to be mekel, it was still machmer on shishim. So if we want to make something chumrah, we're not going to do more than God does. So shishim will be enough. Right? Okay. So therefore we can use it as a model, but you can't use it as a model to be matir bitul of min b'minay. For that I will learn out of the Dhamma Par and the Dhamma Sa'ir. So let's see that inside again. Let us not learn out from it either for 100 or for 60. To which the Gemara replies, we're not learning out of Kula from here. We're learning out L'chumra. Because Midioraita in Ruba, if it just would have had more of one than the other, would have been Batal. Now instead of 2-1, we're making it 60-1 or 100-1. So obviously we're not using this chiddush in the kula part of the chiddush, which you're right, we would have no right to. This is a violation of norms. We're using it as where the Torah wouldn't even go where it's coming to be mekel. It wouldn't even go. Of course, for that it's a great kal v'chomer of a good source. The implication of the sugya is not clear either, because what it's saying is that this is a nutty case, because it's telling you you can be mevatelis or lechatchila. But is there a problem in Midiraisa being mevatelis or lechatchila? Or is that only a problem derabbana of being mevatelis or lechatchila? That lemaisa is a machlokas rishonim, whether that's really the issue of bitul iser lechatchila, or whether the charig is not in terms of bitul lechatchila, but in use of inyanim that are yisr. It's not per se the fact that when I'm a vatal, I'm not semech on the yisr. That's a different issue. That's if I claim midyan. Okay, the Torah wants you to lechatchila, see to it that your things are kosher. No, you don't get into shilas. Maybe that's the problem. That's also charig. I mean, why create a shila? Gezeita tar, but enough of betikula de bisra. Savarav Asi l'shiure in Ravashi l'shiure b'may debala dikula. I'm the Rabbanim Ravashi atu the terabala the isura lo bala. Ahu palga the zeta the tar but enough of dikula the bisra. Savar marba Ravashi l'shiure betlatin palga the zeta. Amar le'avua. Come on, lavamina lecha. Lo tezalza b'shiure even when it comes to isura Rabbanim. Not to mention the fact that Od Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Echad Tishir is not an Isser Drabonim. It's also in our Torah. Om Reb Shama Barav, Om Reb Vidi Barid Bar Gersham, Om Reb Levi Bar Parata, Om Reb Nochem, Om Reb Birion, Mishum Zaken Echad, whose name is Reb Yaakov, Devei Nesia, Om Reb Beitza B'Shishim Asura, B'Shishim Echad Muter, Om Reb Zer, Reb Shama Barav, oh boy, that is very misleading. Reisha tamatir bagvul heter, and you're making it sound like 61, including the yisr. Because I could tell you shnei gedalei ador, we're not so sure about this the way you are. Lo pishuat adavar, referring to Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi and Rabbi Shua bar Nachmeni, tarvayu mishbeit Rabbi Shua ben Levi. They also quoted and they said beit b'shishim asur b'shishim achat mutarat, but they didn't know what that meant. Iboilo. Does that mean b'shishim achat? That means including the yisr. Or does it mean lavar minei, velo pashit? And you're coming along and not indicating that there's any doubt in your mind over here. Umar pashit le nifshat. Itmar amrav chalba amrav una, lamaisa beitza b'shishim vehi is asura. You do need a unique situation of 61-1. So b'shishim achat v'imuteret, either because, as the shach says, it's different size eggs. The only way you can be sure is to have 61. Or, as the Rambam says, a chumra because of the nature of birya. Who brought him something that was less than shishim? You expect me to be Mashiach with your crummy Arbaim V'chamesh? Or, it could be that he brought a Chatzis Shir, and what he was saying is, didn't Abba rely on 47? I don't see anything wrong with relying on 45. Abba lo shir ba'arabim v'chamesh, v'ani asher ba'arabim v'shalosh. Or, Abba lo shir ba'arabim v'chamesh, v'ani asher ba'arabim v'shalosh. Again, depending on the two lashonos in Rashi. What do you mean, shloshim? Whoever the shloshim? I was just saying that if there would have been shloshim, I could shloshim misharim. No. He was just saying, this is crazy. Why you're not? You bring me a stupid question. You don't even have 30 to 1. I'm not going to be mavat on the shishim. Omer b'chia bar av, omer b'shur ben levi, b'shur bar kapora, kol yisurin sheba Torah, b'shishim. Omer l'fane b'shur bar av Yitzhak, Rebbe, ata omer kein. I know bar kapora was quoted as saying, by Ravasi, omer b'shur ben levi, b'shur bar kapora, kol yisurin sheba Torah, b'me'a. U'shreim lo lamdu ala mizroa b'shel. Trib, b'lokach ha-kohen, et hazroa b'shela min ha-ayil, v'tanya b'shela, in b'shela ala shlema, b'shel la. Says Tosfos. Rishon Bar Yochai Omer, Ein B'Sheila Ela Shenit Batshela, as one thing. Ibaya. Anyway, look, the Kuli Alma about the Tanakam Rishon Bar Yochai over here, it can be assumed that Bahari Yahu Mavashela, the only question is, do you cut it first, and then Mavashela, or Matzah Mavashela, or Mechatekla? And even if you want to learn that they're arguing, whether it's in the Sikh, could be they're arguing, Ibai Tema, about whether it's in the same pot. Maybe everybody agrees b'chatech lavar mevashela. Machlok is being, is it b'hadi ayel like Reb Shimon, or is it in a different pot, which may be the Tanakama. Masha v'gir acher mevashela. But look, bottom line, Bar Kapora can be going in the Lishna Kama, according to both Tanakama and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. In the Lishna Batra, he would be going in Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And now the question is, okay, what accounts for the difference in Shishim or Meya? So, man, yomar b'shishim, and therefore there's a smaller proportion of basar in the zera to atzamot. And it now turns out to be 100 to 1 in terms of basar, the whole animal. Wait, but how can you learn that from the zera b'sheila? That's a unique case. Well, Tanya, Zehu, a unique case of Etar Abba Mechal Yisr. So when you say this is a unique case, you're telling me nothing else, right? Zehu Lamuti Mai, Lav Lamuti Kol Yisrin Shabbat Torah. Omer Abaye, no, yes, in a way, but not what you're thinking. It's Alonitzkar Ala Rabbi Yehuda. Because Kol Yisrin Shabbat Torah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if they're min b'mino, you're not bottle. Well, here, obviously, you can't get more min b'mino than the Zerah B'Sheila. And nonetheless, we are being mevatah. So therefore, Rav Yehuda is saying, this is a unique case, that this min b'mino is batah. So, what do you mean? You know, so why not use this as a model? Litma minay. No. Because goli rachamona by Yom HaKippurim, v'lakach midam ha'paro midam ha'sa'ir, that they're mixed. So how can they be used as dam of the sa'ir? The dam ha'par is much more than the dam ha'sa'ir. So it should be mevatah. No, okay, so how do you know which one is the model and which one is the charig? So my chazita de gamrina me'ech, ligmar me'ach. No, because the case of Zerah B'Sheila is a nutty case. It's a complete chiddush. Where does the Torah say to go and be mavata l'chatchila, and then you look and see whether you have shishim? So there'll be chiddush lo gamrina. See, yachi l'me'ach v'shishim nami lo ligmar. Ha'tanam l'kula gamrina. L'chumra gamrina. Because on our own we would have said, Midirayt, it should be batal barov. Now you want to be machmer. So we're learning out how much you can be machmer. That even with the Torah was being mekel, it was only mekel shishim or meya. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambient, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. We're holding on daf. Today's daf is daf tzadik, yes? Nice. We're holding on daf tzadik zayin on the base.
ביצים בשישים ואין ביצה מן המניין.
So the shear, we've been going through yesterday various shears. We talk about the gid, and we spoke about the kol, and we spoke about the beitzim. Today we want to analyze a little bit more the beitzim issue, because the implication is that beitzim, the taste that comes out of cooking boiled eggs, is an actual taste, and it's not just zeya b'yalma. We're going to get to that.
In a shell? We're boiling eggs in a shell?
We're talking about boiled in the shell.
We're saying tom comes in from...
That's what it seems to be saying. Omele Rabini Barov min la'avaya l'neim Rabbi Yehov ha'tayma? You're saying that what? That eggs give a taste? V'amri yimshem. It's like a popular saying. Ki maya l'bei l'yalma. People want to say that something that we would say nowadays tastes like bishvun. So those, it's like dishwater, you know, sometimes. This is like the soup in the yeshiva, it tastes like dishwater. So in those days, they said it tastes like a soup made out of boiling eggs. I mean, it has no taste. So if it has no taste, so what is there to answer? It's there beyond?
First, they didn't have Chinese food with egg drops.
The question over here, there's two ways to understand it. Either that the klipa of the egg protects it, and therefore doesn't give out any time. But if that would be the case, that if you cooked an egg in a challenge, it should be mutter to eat it with milk. Or you could say that it's just the taste of the egg has no taste. Yeah. So, I mean, Lamaisa, of course, the obvious proof they bring is that the egg is obviously very porous. In fact, if you put it into color, it absorbs the color right away. So the egg gets color. You see that it's porous. I mean, obviously it's porous. That's one of the points. That's how it's made. It has to allow oxygen. But the vin over here is because that taste, which is polite, the taste that it gives out, doesn't have any freshiness of time. It doesn't taste like anything. But if it absorbs taste from something else, certainly it absorbs, even though it has the klipa on it. Lamaisa, it's a question whether there's an afkamina between having the klipa on it, which we'll discuss in a moment. So he asked, Rabbi Baravan asked to buy it. What are we saying over here that it's asr? There's nothing to asr. It doesn't have any taste. Malay Yafim, I ask Kinam to beit satif ruach. When it talks about over here eggs, it doesn't mean eggs from an unkosher bird. It means eggs that have an afroach, or that have blood in it. So there it's the Yisra over there is not us, the taste of the egg. It's the taste of the nevela. We say now it becomes like dam. It's a different issue. So what are you saying? The tamea not? You had an ostrich egg. So then you're saying an ostrich egg wouldn't answer the other eggs in the mixture. Is that true though? Beitzim tohorot sheshokani beitzim tamea. This is the fish. That it's talking about the difference between an ostrich egg and a chicken egg. If you cook a beitzim of a chicken together with beitzim of an ostrich, you're claiming that there's no taste to eggs. No. Tummy doesn't mean an ostrich egg. I mean, a tummy means that the egg is tummy because it has an efroach. It's called this the efroach. Yeah, why we call it a tummy? We're calling it tummy not because it's really a mean tummy, but kiva de itba efroach karela tumeya. We're comparing it, you know, it's as if it's a mean tummy, since it has an efroach in it. It's like it has an alien inside, so it's like a mean tummy. Basically, it would be also nevela, really. But how can you say that? It continues on in the same brisa to say amiriktani seifa. But suppose you boiled up a pot of eggs, and then when you come now to open the egg, you find that in one of them there was an efroach. That the din over there is in Yishbam Benosi Tam Kulanas. So, if that's the case, the ratio of the Lesbian efroach. You can't say that the ratio is the same. If the Rashi is talking about Beitzim Tameyot and Beitzim Torot, and you try to tell me Tameyot means Sheyesh Be'afroach, then why do you continue talking about another case in which you boiled up a pot of eggs and you found an Afroach in one of the eggs?
So clearly the original, the ratio of this brisa was talking about that there was actually a mint on it. So how do you explain that? He says, well, no, actually, there's no two cases over here. It's Pirusha Kamafarish. The brisa is trying to explain itself. In other words, I told you Beitzim Torot Shishokam in Beitzim Tmeot in Yeshba Menosi Dam Kulan Asuras. But what do I mean? Don't think I mean that an egg itself is Menosi Dam. It's actually my Beitzim Bialma. What I mean is Ketzad Kagon Shishokam and Yimsevrach Achat Mir. I mean that you discovered afterwards in the pot one of the Beitzim had been fertilized and grown into an Afroa. And there, it does answer because of the time of the Afroa. By the way, I mean, Ochinami Mistavra. It makes sense to understand it that way, because, I mean, think about it. If it's the way you're understanding it, you're trying to prove to me that there's two separate cases. So the Yitzhakatatech Reishi to Lesbe Afroa, if the opening case over here is talking about just an egg, where people say that that Bechlal is not a taste, so Ashta to Lesbe Afroach Asura. The Ispa Afroach me boy, if after telling me in the Reisha that an egg will answer without an Afroach, you need to tell me now whether it's an Afroach or it's Vadayatam that it's Asura. Isn't that obvious? Well, yes. But Imishum Halo Ira. I mean, that doesn't prove to be 100% that it's got to be all one case. Because the truth is, if it's two cases, the way to make it clear, absolutely clear, that when I use the word tamei, I was referring to an ostrich, is by putting in another case of the froach, in which the person thinks, so you mean the original case wasn't the froach, the original case was ostrich, tamei meaning tamei. So in order to clarify that, it puts in the second case, so that nobody should make the mistake of thinking, what do I mean by tamei? I mean, really an froach. No. Look at this. There's another case in a froach. There's no way to make it absolutely certain from the structure here of the brisa that we're talking about two cases, and that we're talking really about one case with Purusha Kama Farish. And so, Mamela, don't try to tell me Ochidami to stop. But then, I accept that you could certainly get out of the diet, but I don't see you could prove it. Okay. So now, let's see that inside. That doesn't prove a darn thing to me, because Tanasef is Gluyeration. The Brisa may well have written the part about the Afroach to teach me that what was meant in the first part was a reference to an ostrich egg. Shalotomar Reisha shouldn't say. The meaning of the Reisha's use of the word to me, actually is not really referring to the egg, but rather to the Afroach that's in the egg. So this is the Afroach. But actually, let la Afroach Sharia, maybe it would be mutter without an Afroach, because as we said, an egg doesn't really have much of a taste. Tana Seifa, therefore, in order to clarify that point, it says in the Seifa, a different case where it talks about an Efroach, to make it absolutely clear that in the Reisha it's talking about the Lesba Efroach, and nonetheless, Vafilohachi Asira, nonetheless it's Asir. Now, continuing our discussion about how it is to be Mishaer B'Shishim, so Ahu Kizeta Tarban enough of the Kula de Bisra. It was a case where a kezayit of chelev fell into a dikula of bisra. Now, what's interesting is that the dikula usually means a basket. And of course, it comes from dekel, and it's made out of palm leaves. Now, that's a little bit of a problem, because if it fell into a dikula, then what was exactly the case? I mean, so it wasn't cooking. So some learn it means that you had salted the meat all together in the dikula, which is the derev, and now the meat was all hot from the salt, which is also given rotea. The question over here was whether chelev actually asers also birotea in this fashion, that it goes through the whole thing, the melicha alone, right? Problem is that if you hold min b'mino is not bota, which is actually the Rashi, the Pasuk later on, then this is not a good case, because there's nothing to be mevatel in. What do you mean mevatel a piece of chelev in? Since it has the same taste as the basar. So Rashi learns that dikula in this case means a kalachat. Kalachat is a large yoreh, a large tub that you cook meat in. And therefore, it's talking about there was a lot of rotev and so on and so forth. But there are others who learn that no, dikula means dikula. There is no rotev here at all. Maybe we're talking about bitul in terms of roteach frumalicha. And others learn that it's talking about pot meat. Meat that was taken out of a pot and steaming out. Now, when you put a bunch of pieces of meat on, and now the chelev essentially is mifafea because of that heat. And the chelev also being hot. And now the question was directly without anything else being in the way. Of course, that involves us in the issue of mimimino, and therefore Rashi wanted to learn that it was talking about a kalachat. So, Sagar of Asi, the Shiguri, the Maidabola di Kula. Rav Asi figures, now this relates back to what we said before, the way we were learning. Does Shishim include the Kedera or does not include the Kedera? One of the Lashonas for including the Kedera was that we have to think, is it the Kedera or is it my Debola Kedera? Or the other Lashon wants Kedera, that it's only what's inside the Kedera, not what's outside of the Kedera. And Rashi compares these two, this is here. Rav Asi wanted to actually be saying that the Dikula, which was the container, and according to him, referring to that, the pot, was boleya a lot of the rotev and so on before. So the Rabbanan said to Rav Asi, look, that doesn't make sense. Because, otu detera bola de sur lo bola. What are you saying? Doesn't it actually prorate the boleya ultimately? As even in a case where initially you had the water and the sauce, it was being boleya hetzer. But now that the yisr falls in, the yisr is also mitztamek. So it gets smaller as you cook it, and that smaller is what was exuded into the medium, and the medium now was constantly replenishing and exchanging what was inside the side of the pot. So in the mela, it doesn't make sense to say, let's add the ether that was absorbed in the pot just because we started with that. The end result is that you have to prorate it, so you might as well forget about it. Look at what's in front of you, because it's going to be the same ratio. And you can determine the ratio by what's lefanecha. I'm the Rabbanan, the Rav Asi to the terabola di sura lo bala. Now there was another case where a chatzi zayis fell into a pot. Now here we run into a different question. It's maybe enafinami nitshisha. Maybe only nitshisha will have a shir of a kezayis. If you're talking about less than a shir of a kezayis, so first of all, you could taina, look if that's something that tries to be maybe with a malchus or anything like that. And you could even say that chatzi is a chatzi shir, maybe since it's not chatzi with tarufe in the taruves. So now we should look at it as Bechlam the Drabonim. So let's be Mekel on it because the Drabonim would have been Yishishim for just to be Mevatel and Issa Drabonim. So Mamela Soma Mar Baravashi figured, look, it's a half as I is. Let's use 30 half as Asim against it. We'll have everything, you know. Instead of Shishim, let it be Echel Bishloishim. So Ravashi told his son, have I not told you before not to be mezalzel in the shiurim of Shishim when it comes to Yisurim Drabonin, not to mention the fact that Amr Rabbi Yochanan Chatzis Shir Asur Min HaTorah. I mean, good, you have your lumdas, it's not Chatzis Lich Taruf, in this case, Be'etzem, what originally fell in, had you eaten it, it would have been an Isidioraisis. What kind of business is this to be made for? And Shloshim. Om Reb Shama Bar Abba, Om Reb Bar Yidi Bar Gershom, Om Levi Bar Parat, Om Reb Nachum, Om Reb Bairam, Mishum Zaken Echad, whose name was Reb Yaakov. Devedesia Om Reb Beitza B'Shishim Asura, B'Shishim Echad Muteret. A Beitza is Muter only if you have a 61. Now, I mean, Mashma 60 plus 1, yeah? Look at this. What a chutzpah. You're basically telling us that it's 60 to 1. I can tell you that there are a shnei gedolei hador. There were two gedolei hador who weren't sure. Lo pishu et hadavar. They didn't say 60 to 1. They weren't sure whether it was 60 to 1. Maybe it was 61 to 1. And that's Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yidi and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Both of them were quoting Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, who said, Beitza b'shishim asura, b'shishim ve'achat are muteret. And we asked them, when you say b'shishim ve'achat, do you mean shishim ve'achat with it? or besides it, and they didn't know. Velo Parshit, they weren't sure. Umar Parshit Leimibshat, and you don't allow. I mean, because you're coming to, basically you're coming along here at Beis Medrash, you're giving a drosha. I mean, people are obviously going to assume that it means 61 total, 60 plus the egg. That's awesome. You should have said any egg. They are, I'm not sure what it means, including the egg, not including the egg. Well, I think it's a chutzpah that you didn't say that you're not sure which way it is. Itmar Amr Chabom Ravuna Beitz of a Shishin V'Yasura, that indeed an egg, 60 plus the egg is Aser, and 61 and the egg is Mutter. Now this is very strange. I mean, this suddenly we're not sure what Shishin is. But Zatar understands. He says, what about, I mean, it's Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi himself who says, the Shir later on, that Kol Yisroel Shabbatara B'Shishin. I mean, that's Mashram B'Shishin in Shishim Shalatar 60. That's Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi himself. He's saying over here, we're not sure. What does he mean? Maybe he means 61 to 1 and so on. No. We're going to see. 60, he said 61 total. And now we're saying it's 62 total. So why over here, why there we're not, I mean, over there it's clearly B'Shishim in 60. Why over here? So Tosfos says, look, I mean, over here, he's saying his own shita. There he quoted Bar Kappara. With Rabbi Shimon Levi, Mishum Bar Kappara, Kol Yisroel Shabbatara B'Shishim. But maybe he himself doesn't hold B'Shishim. He holds you need B'Shishim V'Yachlat, because I mean, since over here it says B'Shishim Aser, it's not already could be easily understood to say, put one Beitza into 60, it's Aser. If you're saying B'Shishim it's Mutter, then you can't say that. So maybe there really are two shitas. There's Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi shita, personal shita. Then there's Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi b'shum bar kapora. However, the other Rishonim, especially the Rosh shita, is that this is a unique situation over here. We're only talking about eggs. The reason we're talking about eggs is for a very simple reason. Every egg is different. So we can't give you a straight out here, count the number of eggs, a number three egg, a number two egg, but when we count the number of eggs. Mamela, in order to allow for the discrepancy, the difference of the sizes, we made it that instead of counting eggs, count one egg plus. That way you definitely have shishim. But in things that aren't units, that nobody's going to come to count, they're going to actually measure plus up, is where will we come with 61 sizes? It's not a Gemara that argues on the shir of shishim. Who does the commentary of Gamliel Bar Rebbe? There was somebody who comes to Gamliel Bar Rebbe. Now, there's two ways of learning this Gemara. One way of learning the Gemara is that this is a continuation of cases where people were being mekel on chatzi veis. If we learn that that's the case, then we will have to read the Gemara as follows. He says, Rabbi Gamliel says to him, well, listen, my father Rebbe, Abba lo shir bar ba'im v'sheva, he once had a case of a chatzi zayis who was matir 47 to 1. No, so I'll be making a little bit more. I mean, anyway, we're going down, you know. So it's a chatzi zayis. Now, the other way of learning it is, on the contrary, this was a full zayis. Somebody presents a shayach to Rav Gamliel where there was 45 to 1. So he comes and he shows him. Yeah, we measured it. It's 45 to 1. He said, 45 to 1. My Rebbe had a case that was 47 to 1 and he wouldn't be Mekel. I'm going to be Mekel in a case of 45 to 1. So going to this, it's that he's saying, Beloshim Tamiya, well, you expect me to be Mekel. Darboim v'chamesh. And then it would fit in very well. It's just the regular case of the Kizesi. There was another Mike who also came to Reb Shimon by Rebbe. And he said, Abba lo shir barabayim v'chamesh, v'anir shayir barabayim v'shalosh. So again, two lashonos. Ahudot zavkam de rabchia. Somebody comes to ask a shayla bar rabchia, he measures it, he says, what the heck? Chlum yesh shloshim. You don't have 30. What do you mean 30? Time to like a shloshim, you mean about 30? If he would have had 30, it would be okay. No, he was saying, you don't even have 30. It's a good thing. What are you coming to ask your Shaila? That this is a Shaila. There's not even 30 here. You would have gotten close. Maybe you could have thought it was close to Shishim. You needed me to tell you. I mean, any idiot can see. You don't have anywhere near what you need.
Amar lefanav Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak Rebbe. Ata omer kein.
you say that you're mevatel echas b'shishim, I can tell you that Rav Asi quoted Rav Yishuv and Levi Mishum Bar Kapora saying, "Kol Yisrael Shabbat Torah b'meya." But you need echa b'meya. Now again, Rashi learns that all of these cases are dafka where we were b'itek b'ti'ima. In other words, first you had the kapila armoa. We spoke about this yesterday. You had the kapila armoa tasted. And there was no taste of iser. So now, okay, given there's no taste of iser, what was the absolute shear that the rabbanim were koveya? But if there had been a time of iser, it would have been also no matter what. Time is always also. It's not magic to take away the time. So that, because again, the issue over here is, if it was talking about a case of Ming Bamina, then according to Rashi, it's Batal. You'd say that this was a case where they couldn't have Tima because there was no way to be making a Tima. So therefore, he says it must be talking about, because we said before, B'nai Sintam. B'nai Sintam means B'nai Sintam. You have to give it the taste. Therefore, the Shiurim are Shiurim above and beyond the actual test of B'nai Sintam.
Actual test, what?
Of Nais and Tom.
Nais and Tom.
Yeah. No, that's not there. No, I added some memory to the loop here. We had, before it was only three K, you know.
Nais and Tom always awesome.
Nais and Tom is always awesome. And according to Rashi, Min B'Mino is awesome. So the case over here would be Min B'Sheinu Mino without Nais and Tom. You now need to have Shishim or Meya. These are two Lachernis from Shumbar Kapora. That's now we're going to get to this now. Says the Gemara, you should know that both of these quotes, Bishul and Levi, Bishul Bar Kapora, saying that Kol Yisrael Shabbat Torah B'Shish, or whether it was Bishul and Levi, Bishul Bar Kapora saying Kol Yisrael Shabbat Torah B'Meya, has its sheresh, or at least its remez, the Satosis learns. Satosis learns the whole thing is Chum Rabbi Yom, and it's all basically really the whole thing would have been batal. It's batal berov. And this whole idea, we're going to see that there's a whole other question we're going to get into tomorrow, which is the question of tam ki'ikr. Does the Torah answer tam bi'alma? And we say tam ki'ikr as if the actual ikr of the thing is there? No, I know there was a piece here. I took the piece out. And that piece isn't here anymore, but there was taste that got in. That's mamash asa min yiraisa. And if it is there a shear? According to Rashi, there's no shear. Wherever this time it's usher, again, that's a machlokas. Tosfos says, absolutely not. What do you mean, wherever this time it's usher? That's the shear of time. If it's b'shish, and that's not called time, it has to have a certain chashivas. Because mi'ikra din, it will be batal, really, berov, as we're going to talk about. Therefore, the machlokas over here is really a question of hashalah. What was makabel from his rabbi? If they were Mishire, generally speaking, 60 is enough to be mocked with Shatam Nesom under Kharjim. The other one was Pekabo, it's Bemeya. We're looking for a booker in the Torah, which is not really a drusha b'mura for many reasons, you see. But it's fascinating that this drusha actually has these two shiurim in it, depending how you understand the pasuk. So, therefore, when we say lomdua, so that doesn't mean literally lomdua, it means asmachua, really. So, matzmechit, on an unusual case, there's one place in the entire Torah where we are told to be mevatel an iser l'chatzila. Very interesting. Because every time a nazir brings a carbon, his carbon nazir, shami nazir, he cooks the entire meat of his shami, you know, with the hair underneath, the whole business. Then after cooking it, he takes out the zroa, which was cooked together with the rest of the idol, he gives it to the kohen. The Kohen, and only the Kohen, is Lati Dizra. The rest of it is eaten by the Bailin. But that means that he's basically eating Isser, because that's the time of the Zroa in the aisle meat that he's eating. Nonetheless, Torah says that's the way to do it. So now the question is, if that's the way to do it, then it should provide us a template for what proportion of the meat, what do you care, it's bothering you, you're cold. What are you getting on? The chitzes aren't kicking on. What's the problem?
There's no alternative to getting.
Unfortunately, there's an alternative that too many take. So the shaila is.
Shishimin me'ad is a problem.
Nowadays, shishimin's young and me'ad. So the shaila is over here. If the Torah is telling you to eat the zroah, so basically it's saying the taste of the zroah would be boto in the rest of the garment, right? So what we ought to be able to do is very easily, we should analyze the ratio of zroah to garment, and then we'll know how much is mutter. Because this, the Torah is definitely saying that much is mutter. But that leads us to a question. Because the proportion in a zroah of meat to bone is obviously very different than the proportion of the animal as a whole. An arm is very bony. The rest of the animal has got a lot of fat and meat and so on. Whereas the arm itself is beaker bone to hold the weight of the animal and less muscle than you would find along the actual roof of the animal. So now the question is, do we consider the overall proportion of the zroah to the body? Or do we consider only the proportion of the meat to the meat? Now, look, the truth is another issue. And the other issue is, it seems to be the way it's learned in Yerushalmi. Rashi argues on that. It seems to not hold that that's the pshat here. But there are some who learn, and many Rishonim learn this halacha l'maisa, that it's the other way of looking at it is that the bones of even Isser should be mitzdarei to absorb the taste of Eter. Because bones themselves are not considered to be a primary taste. In which case, say when we say that the bones of an avela, unless the moach of the bones, that's also the bones of an avela, so we make gelatin of bones of an avela. Fine, nowadays we're not saying it's because they don't take all the meat off and so on, but mi'ikar adin, there's no iser in eating bones. So if that's the case, you should be able to use the bones to be mivatel to the iser, even the bones of the zroah itself, which changes the proportion drastically. Because then you're including the zroah's own bones, keneged the meat in the zroah. Okay, so this machlokes is exactly how to understand the sugya. But you see right away it's very simple what's going on over here. Once we establish that the zroah has to be cooked in the same pot as the ayo, we now only need to determine how to look at the proportion of zroah to ayo, whether to include the bones or not to include the bones. Then we have a sub-machlokes, because we've shown him to include the bones of the zroah itself also in the heter or not. So let's see this inside. Both of them learned it from the case of Zroah B'Sheila, where it says, the process is like this. B'Sheila, the word B'Sheila means Shilema. It was not even cut. In which case it has to be in the same pot, obviously, because you can't cut it off. Rashi says, I don't understand why B'Sheila means Shilema. Tosfos says, I'll tell you why. Because b'sheila can be read like a mapekeh. B'sheila. In which case it would mean in its own bishul. It itself as a unit. So like we said, we darshan otah. Otah. So b'sheila is as if it says otah. Reb Shimon bar Yochai Omer, b'sheila. B'sheila. Yeah, of course. But it has to be with the eye, I understand. But ain't b'sheila ela shenit bashla im ha'ayin. B'sheila means together. That's the point. I mean, that's the pashtus of the pasuk. That's what it says, that you're cooking it. This is b'sheila of the ayin. Now, dekulei amavadei amavashla. Clearly, everybody agrees. That's a given. Because that's ain't mikra yotzei minei pshuto. The pasuk is talking about to cook it and then take out the zroah. But mar sar mechatek lavar mavashla. Mar sar mavashla lavar mechatek. The only machlokas here seems to be, says the Gemara, whether the zroah is cut off of the rest of the animal before cooking it, or whether it's cooked and then cut. But certainly it's in the same pot. Now, there's another lashon that learns the machlokas like this. No. Everybody agrees that the zroah is different than the ayah. The question is, does b'sheila mean together with the rest of it? Or does it mean separately? So Mar Sover Bigdera Kharat Mivashala Mavashala? Or Mar Sover Bigdera Kharat Mavashala? Fine. But certainly Lalishna Kama. And according to the first Lashon and Liba of both Shitas, It was cooked in the same pot. In the second lashon, I'll leave with a sheet of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It's cooked in the same pot. Bahari Yael, okay? Take those three out of four. We've got a case over here in which the Torah is telling me you take something that was cooked, Isser and Heter together, vis-a-vis the Bible, it's Isser and Heter together, and he's allowed to eat it. So my Yom HaBishishim, and that explains the difference between 60 and 100. The man Yom holds 60, he holds, look, you take, prorate the entire thing. In other words, you have Basar Vatzamot, Ba'adi Basar Vatzamot, the proportion of arm to body is 1 to 60. That's all. To the body.
Of an eye.
So therefore, together you have Avile Bashishi.
Much meat.
No.
Of the whole thing.
Of the whole thing. Yeah.
Is that true?
What are you asking Bidvorim? Go find out. Man Yama Bemeya Savar, Bosser Bari Bosser Misharia. The other Man Yama is no. You don't look. The Hatshamas are not part of the Yisr. You look at meat, the proportion of meat of the animal to the meat in the Zerah, or meat plus bone. That again, that's the Shiloh, how to learn it. Have lived in there. Now wait a second. Wait. But you can't learn out from here. What are you trying to tell me? That the Bar Kappar was learning out from Zerah B'Shele V'Haya. The Brisa points out the Feirush that this is a unique case. The Atanya. Zehu Heter Haba Michlal Isur. And this is the only case where you have that you can take Heter out of something that was awesome. So what does that mean? This is a unique case. Alamut Iman. Isn't it saying, Lavamute Kol Isur and Shabbat Torah? Isn't it coming to tell me that anything else similar to this, you can forget about? You can't be Semich on this. We're telling you this becomes now the model for what I should be Semich on. Why is the Brisa saying you should definitely not be Semich on this? That's not what it means. It means that here you've got a problem with min b'minay. There's no greater min b'minay than the zroa of the aisle with the rest of the aisle. It's the same animal. So therefore, you need to say, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that min b'minay is not bottle. So the Torah clearly is saying over here that it is bottle, right? Therefore, the bride is saying, take out the zroa and you're left with the kosher meat. So therefore, the Brice has to clarify, this is a unique case, don't compare it to any other cases. Normally, Mimino is not bottle. So Kamash Mandaka bottle. What do you mean normally? I mean, so why doesn't this serve as a model? But you're telling me it serves as a model for proportion, but it doesn't serve as a model for Mimino. Well, if this is a model, why don't we learn out from here? This is so fundamental. This is a daf that will be with you throughout Shas, throughout your life, throughout your Olam Haba. And it's worth resting? That deserves arresting. So, Kamashvan Sofrek the Gemara Ligmar Mei, why don't we use this as a model? Because we have another model. Because Goli Rachman, and this week's Leni, what does it say? V'lakach midama paro midama seir yom kippur. He takes the dam of the par, dam of the seir, puts them together. How do you put them together? I mean, we know par has a heck of a lot more blood than a sawyer. How do you put them together? You're going to be bavato, the dam. So you see clearly. So if you put them together, body has already below bavato. And they don't become bavato. Therefore, time is Rabbi Yehuda. You see from here that two things of the same type don't become bavato. So you can mix as much blood as you want of the par, but as little blood as you want of the sawyer. And you have both dam a par, dam a sawyer. And therefore, this tells me, says Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino is not bavato. So, I mean, what makes you decide to learn from there? Why, man, you're using that as a model. Why don't we use this as a model? So, my chazita, tegamina mihei, ligmar mihai, why should I use achrei mice as the dogma of the dinim of bittul? I mean, why don't we look over here to the dinim zroa b'sheila? Because this case is clearly unique. It's a chiddush. Umi chiddush lo gamrina. This is the only case in the Torah where the Torah tells you to go ahead and do something that allows Isser to get into Heter. Did you ever hear such a thing? So because of that, how are you going to say this is a model? And if this was a model, we wouldn't have any kosher problems. You go into a plant that's using non-kosher oil or something, pour some other kosher ingredient in it, and then you have enough to be mevatel. What, you have to go through all of this business of koshering in it? Use a trefa pot, and then so what? It'll become vatel, and then make it easy. Kiranasha, don't worry about this. What you think you're talking about? Kiranasha or something. What are you doing? Kiranasha, yeah, Kiranasha. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kiranasha,
Kiranasha,
you take that. It's before they start cooking, they
have to get it. Yeah. They got the chaylev too? It doesn't say anywhere it has to be whole. Even where it says whole, like the Korban Pesach, you still take out the Yisr. So therefore, since that, by the way, this is the sheet of the Ravid, based on this Gemara, which at least most people understand that to be the Mokra, holds that in the Vatlam Yisr HaChila must be the Arisa. Because otherwise, what's the Gemara saying? It's a Chiddush. It's not a chiddush, but because you don't like the idea of the Vatal Yisrael Chatkila, so therefore it becomes a chiddush in the Torah. Maybe God couldn't care less. Maybe it's your idea. And so what are you telling me, it's a chiddush? Right? But it's very interesting that all the other Rishonim kind of, in the Vatal Yisrael Chatkila, is a Darabanan. There's no Yisrael D'Oraisa in going in and using a non-kosher pot and then saying, well, it was Vatal anyway. The Rabbanan and us are doing that. So, I mean, if so, it's a little more for the chiddush. What do you want in the chiddush? Do you think that it has to be an Isser D'Oraisa Mamish to say Chiddush? What do you think? If we find a Hanhoga that we don't find anywhere else, we couldn't say that it's a Chiddush. The Torah says to do something, even though maybe it's not necessarily Osir to go ahead and do it. I mean, it's not so clear, is it? But in any event, this is the mark of that whole interesting discussion. And it, of course, it's very Nagia, and it happens all the time. A lot of the non-Orthodox Seterim are built on Mevatim Yisrael Chatzilah. Okay, in the mail, so it'll be bottled in the end. But care. The consumer has no problem. The Mashgiach has a problem. He doesn't give a hang.
Would it
be okay? That's his question. It's the Kansino life. For him, it's not okay. But for other people, it's okay. That gets into a different question. Because in this case, the Kansino life would be for the consumer, because he's only doing it for the consumer. He's doing it for that. Gets into the whole question whether he could really rely on such a thing where it was done in order that you should be able to eat it. You'd say, I don't give a hang, but I wasn't going to eat it anyway. I know what they put in it. So, therefore, you don't learn out from the Chiddush. So the Gemara, if you don't learn out the Chiddush, how can you learn out the 60 and 100? So then the 60 and 100 is also not a good model. Because anyway, you say, well, this is a crazy case. How can you learn out from this case? So then if that's the case, Yachi, Lumeyav, Shishim, Nami, Lo, Ligma, what are you coming to learn from something? The Torah is being Makel, where it was never Makel before, and you're saying, I will use that as an indication. He says, well, what are you talking about? What's an the Kula Gamrina and what? We're learning out of Kula over here. We're trying to be modern. As we're saying, especially what Rashi is doing, we've already determined it has no taste. Now we're going to be machner. We're going to say, nonetheless, we want to make sure it's a certain proportion. Good. So you're telling me I can't learn out of Chumra from a place where the Torah is makeup. For sure I can learn out of Chumra. So I'm not a Kula Gamrina. Look, Chumra Gamrina. Look, I mean, you're right. It's a Baruba bottle anyway, right? Anyway. What's the problem over here? If you have 2-1, you already have a vat to look in your eyes. You have one piece, it fell into two pieces. It's finished. There's nothing to talk about. So what do we make such a big deal over here? So therefore, the whole thing anyway is the Rabbanan. Now you're telling me, well, I can't learn out. Come on, man. It's interesting. The Rambam actually quotes this. It was a movement in his time. They also had the Chumra of the Month Club in his days. So they send it out without you even sending back the little, the little cards. But I
thought, don't worry, they mock me.
Okay, but it's still, I mean, have to teach you. So they had come out with a Qumra that you can't tell an Amor to be Mashiach B'Shishin. He's not medactic enough to be Mashiach B'Shishin. The Shadda came to the Rambam. Are you allowed to teach the Shir of Shishim? He goes and he says, I mean, Nishmak, I've never heard of such a thing. You know that it's Batal, it would be Batal Chad betrayed. The Gemara says over here that the whole thing is only a Chumra B'Alma. Now, then we went ahead and made another, a Chumra should be Akkadei Shishim. Now you're talking to make a new Chumra. He says, if you're going to start doing this, you know where you're going to end up. Little did he know. Okay, so in any event, it seems to be saying over here, B'Nirais, Ruba Batal, even in a case of Taima. And it's not so clear because, as we'll see tomorrow, there's a whole other question of Tam Ki Iker. Tam Ki Iker already should turn this into a question of D'Oraisa, because to say Beruba Batil, I understand that's talking about Yavesh miyavesh. You have pieces. Not that there was a mixture with a medium and so on. That's a completely different thing. If you have two pieces of het, one piece of this, you can say it would be bato barov. Okay, that's something else. You know, here's a taste of the yisr is what I'm eating. And the thing that I'm eating, maybe that would be the araisa. There's a mixture, an actual mixture. There's two different types of tarovis, remember. There's a tarovis of the identity of the thing, and then there's a tarovis where the entire thing is mixed together, and I'm eating some of it, whatever I eat. That's a different thing. Yeah. Okay, so that we will begin getting into tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. At what time?
9. 9,
okay? Okay. Shia Tisha. Bezrat Hashem. Now we are doing our very, we're starting a new Seder today. Bezrat Hashem. Our new Seder is we are doing a quick review of the entire week's Daf Yomi. Put things into place. And it was suggested by our dear friend Scott, which I think is a brilliant suggestion, a very useful suggestion. Those who wish to participate in our initial flagship voyage are welcome to sign up.